My name is Anna Manlulo. I'm the blogger behind Adobo Down Under. I started the blog in 2009, really just to keep track of all the recipes that I want to cook at home. I usually call my dad for recipes, Filipino recipes that I want to cook, and then I write down somewhere. I thought that a blog would be a good place to keep all of them instead of writing them everywhere. So that's how I started blogging.
Can you maybe just talk about your experiences in writing and how you're sort of using Adobo Down Under as a way to communicate both visually and through word?
All right. I really started writing because I'm interested in journalism, even in high school. I took an online course, Cengage Education, to learn about writing here in Australia. But that helped me with the blog. So the blog really is focused initially for my kids to read so that they can remember stuff while they're still young, and then the dishes that I cook for them and the dishes that we share on the table. So writing per se, the freelance journalism course that I took helped me with my blog. And then I started looking for Filipino magazines that can accept writing freelance. So I'm writing at the moment for the online Filipino paper, Filipino Australian, mostly food-related features because that's what I'm interested in.
As a communicator, how do you look at food to tell a story or to tell your story and perhaps even more to tell a Filipino story, especially in relation to your children?
Through the blog, I try to write not just the recipes. I try to write something, a story behind what we were doing when we did that, or something that I remember from way back when I was a kid. And I want to, as much as possible, focus on memories that are traditionally Filipino, cultures that my kids don't see here anymore, but I want them to remember, like my grandmother's cooking that I grew up with, you know, when she would go to the palenque and buy a live chicken and kill it right in front of me. This doesn't happen anymore. These are the kind of experiences related to food that brings families together. You know, when you cook something, you write about it, you share it. I think that's what my food blogging is all about.
How is Adobo Down Under, so your blog, through writing and through photos, a way for you to express your creative juices?
Blogging is not easy, actually. A lot of people think that, you know, you just cook something, you take a photo, you write the recipe. It's not that. It takes one blog post takes a while just for me, because you don't just take a photo. You have to, well, as much as possible, I try to style it, use backgrounds, and then you have to write the story, and then you don't just copy recipes from a cookbook or an online site where you found the recipe. You have to write it the way that people can understand it, because sometimes recipes that you see online or recipe books, they're not straightforward. So I try to do the recipe as it is, but I write it the way I would cook it. It's not easy. So I try to be creative as much as possible, but it also takes up a lot of time. So my blog is not actually, it's just a personal blog.
What do you expect from the future for your blog?
I really want to do a compilation of my family's and my husband's family's recipes, the traditional recipes that they've been cooking at family occasions, and probably ask some friends to share their family recipes, because these are like heirlooms passed on to generations, but sometimes it misses a generation because the grandparents, they pass on, and the grandkids love the specific dish, and nobody knows how to make it. So I want to do that, and at the same time, I'm actually going to work on a cookbook that's specifically Filipino dishes for the Thermomix, because I'm a Thermomix consultant at the moment. So I want to convert traditional recipes using this Thermomix machine just for the Filipino community.
Okay, wonderful. So that's food and blogging as a way to tell Filipino stories. Anna, thank you very much.
Okay.